Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for calling in at blogtalkradio.com/theprayerline. This is Selena Pinkney calling at you live from Pennsylvania. It is August 16, 2015. We are ready to get it started. I see we have our co-host Monica Pinkney holding on the line from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We've got a great show planned for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to bring in my co-host. And please state your name, caller, where you're calling in from, and say hello to the audience.
Hello, this is Monica Pinkney. I'm calling in from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I'm
okay.
Here.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We're picking up a little background noise, so if you can change your location, whatever it is that you're doing in the background, please change your location. We only have a 30-minute show. We just want to make sure that everybody can hear us clearly. Thank you. We also have a guest on the line with us, Pastor Rick calling in from Malaysia, but he is from Nigeria originally, and he prayed with us as our co-host last Sunday. And we want to welcome Pastor Rich. Say hello to the audience, Pastor Rich.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
My name is Pastor Rich. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you. And Pastor Rich is a very dear friend of mine. We are both ministers of Christ. He is from the pulpit. I am not from the pulpit. I'm just licensed in general for missionary work. However, we're both brothers and sisters in Christ, right? He will be sharing the opening prayers with us and also in joining us for discussions. So the prayer requests that we have for today have to do with a couple things. We want to continue prayer requests for Ms. Christina from Yonkers, New York. She did post prayer requests last week in regards to some personal family issues that she would like God to intervene on. And her significant other, we pray for that issue to work itself out and for God to definitely take the wheel and make a decision on what way he wants her to go. We also want to keep the baby in prayer from that was burned, baby Shirley. This is not a baby related to Sister Christina. This is a different prayer request that I'm talking about right now, ladies and gentlemen. So want to make that clear before anyone jumps the gun. Baby Shirley was burned in a fire. There's a picture of her on our actual prayer line page on social media, a picture of her in her walker, beautiful little girl. And those of you that are on the prayer line, prayer line members, prayer line preachers and teachers and hosts and hostesses, if you look at Facebook, which is the number one social media website, you can scroll down, you can see the prayer request for baby Shirley baby Shirley that was in a fire, definitely click on it, read about it in your spare time, look at her beautiful picture. She was actually left to die in a pit of fire, but she survived. So God bless her. And this is a post that's coming in from Jay Ward. And we also pray for little Colin, or Colin, little boy that's fighting a rare disease. And if you go to the prayer line page, you can also see a picture of Colin. There is a campaign that was started by Mr. Thomas Gallagher from New Jersey for little Colin. That is his cousin, by the way. If you scroll down and keep scrolling, you can see the prayer request for little Colin. You can click on it. You can donate money. You can learn more about the disability. Definitely you want to keep him in your prayers. He's fighting NF1, and this is posted by a nonprofit organization. It's called Caddies for Colin, C-O-L-I-N. You can go to the page and show your support in the benefit that they are doing for him to fight this disease. He's a beautiful, cute little boy. He looks like he's only probably about 7 years old in the picture, maybe 7 or 8. We also want to keep another young lady in prayer. There was a prayer that I came across. It's really more like a testimony, but I would like to have continued support and prayer for this young lady that had the courage to post a video of herself with her testimony. It was a testimony video, really. And she has sickle cell anemia. And if you go to the page, you can, to the prayer line page, you can actually scroll back and see her actual video. Just click on it. I want to say it's after baby Shirley and brother Mark Miller, after Sister Cheryl and Sister Carolyn. Also keep Team Isaiah in prayer. He's the young man that was taken from his mother due to a medical disagreement his mother had with the hospital. And DCFS has decided to take control of his life again, even though he'll be 18 in 10 days approximately. Keep Isaiah in prayer and his family. Now, back to the young lady with the sickle cell anemia. It was shared originally by Erica Pecan Tan Dunham. This was shared by her on social media. And I in turn shared it with the prayer line. We want to keep her in prayer that she won't have to have any more blood transfusions and operations and hospital stays and bone marrow transplants and so forth, because it's a very painful thing that people with sickle cell anemia have to go through. I personally know people that have it. I know people that also have the sickle cell trait. The trait is not as severe as the anemia, but they're both not a good thing. And it's, when you have that, one of your blood cells is stronger than the other, the red or the white. One is stronger than the other, so you tend to get sick a lot and need transfusions. I do have a good friend, Vanessa Hull, that died at age 17. I learned about a few years ago that she had died, and I used to walk her to school, and that really hurt me to my heart to today that she died. I didn't even know she was sick with that disease. So that's a silent killer. Please keep everyone in prayer with that. We want to pray for the kids going back to school so that the Lord put a edge of protection around them, keep them safe traveling from and to school every day. Pray for Pastor Sagar from Pakistan. He promised to be with us tonight on the prayer line. However, he's in Pakistan, and they have a completely different, how can I say this, schedule. When we have night, they have day, and vice versa. So it is possible he may not be tuning in, but he did give me some information that I could quote and read to you in regards to how he got started in his orphanage that he runs out of Pakistan, what led him to decide to do the orphanage, and how it has inspired him to reach out and help those in need. So those are the prayer requests. And then Pastor Rich
we're doing 5 minutes per segment. So we just want to let you know, we thank you for doing this opening prayer. Please include those prayer requests. And if we can just keep the prayer to a 5 minute minimum, and then we'll pick up from there, okay? Go ahead, take it away, Pastor Rich.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Our Lord is good. Beloved, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the King of universe, the owner of our soul, the Elohim, the Adonai. Father, Lord, I pray for this program, Lord, and I pray also, Father, all the sick ones, every prayer request that was brought before you, O Lord. No man can answer a request except you, the Lord. Lord, I pray as your servant this morning for every request that they have brought before you. That is the report that the doctor has said. Lord, I pray this morning as your servant, every sickness in their body, every pain, every report that is not of you in their life, I cancel them this morning in the name of Jesus. I decree healing upon every life. I decree healing upon every sickness in the name of Jesus. Bible says, who is thou that will set it and it will come to pass when the Lord have not commanded it to be so? I pray anything that is not of you in their body is a stranger. And Bible says, commit every stranger that should hear your voice and obey you, and they will flee from their hidden places. I pray, Lord, for every sick one, the members of the prayer line ministry, those that are friends to prayer line ministry, those that knew us, those that does not know us. I pray this morning, let the finger of God be upon them in the name of Jesus. Let the healing hand of God be upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I rewrite and rewrite the prayer request with your golden hand of pen, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Turn all their requests, O Lord, to be testimony. Turn all their requests, O Lord, to be celebration in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray for every man and woman, every boy, every girl, that they are hearing the sound of our voice this morning. I pray, O Lord, Ancient of Days, let all their heart desire be granted in the name of Jesus. Let every situation, there is no mountain that you, the Lord, cannot move. Lord, let every mountain, that problem that stands as a strong mountain in their life, I command them to be plain this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Blessed be your holy name this morning in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hand over to you.
Amen.
Sister Selena, thank you.
Yes.
Back to you.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much for praying with us. Please stay with us, Pastor Rich. We have Monica on the line that's also co-hosting. Say hello, Monica.
Hello.
Monica. Okay. So,
hello.
Monica, the daily scripture, which was given earlier by Samantha Salters, one of our hosts on our actual page. As we all know, those that are a part of the prayer line as members, she's one of our hosts, and she does the AM devotional, PM devotional, and a daily scripture. We're doing Psalm 1. Do you have Psalm 1, verse 1 through 2, Monica?
No, go right ahead. You can read it.
Okay. So those of you that want to follow, if you don't have a Bible with you, you can always go to www.BibleGateway.com. Again, that's www.BibleGateway.com. And I'm actually doing that myself as we speak because
I
asked someone that was going to read it, but they were having difficulties with the computer. So I'm going to go
ahead. I
have
it up. I'll read it. I have it. I have it. Blessed is the man that yes. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are they the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment of sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord
Amen.
Knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen. You can stop there. Okay. Samantha Salters originally, she posted Psalm 1, but it was verse 1 through 2. But that's okay. You can never have too much. So that's fine. With you. I'm picking up background noise on the end. I need you to change your location. I might have to mute. Okay. So what does that actually mean? Let's elaborate on that. And that is actually our topic of the day. Monica, give them the question of the day.
How much? The question of the day is, how much did it cost you to be who you are? Many people may think that, in the worldly way of thinking is, my expensive Fendi handbag, my Gucci suit, my Louis Vuitton earrings, whatever it may be. But what the question of the day really is a spiritual question, which deals with how much did you have to go through in order to be who you are? How much did you have to suffer and struggle through life in order to emerge who you are today in Christ? Hello?
Okay, thank you for reading that. Okay, now, there is a post that I put up earlier, and it has to do with our First Lady, Miss Michelle Obama. And if those of you have a computer, you can always go to my page, Selena Pinkney. Just type in my name. It is a public page, nothing to hide. Scroll down, and you'll see the post that I'm referring to. I'm going to read it to you. And it has to do with Michelle Obama. It says Food for Thought. It was shared about 10 hours ago. It was originally shared by Anusa Kennedy Igayapong. I hope I pronounced that right. My apologies if I didn't. This is a must-read, and it's a true life story. Just bear with me, listeners, as I bring it up. Okay, and I'm quoting. When the wife of President Obama, Michelle, was in the college, there were few black girls in her school. So she had a roommate who was white, and the girl's mother felt so bad when her daughter told her she had a black roommate, Michelle. And the woman was angry with the school authority, and the black girl, Michelle, was later removed from that room. But today, the innocent black girl has now become the First Lady of the United States. In the book recently published about Michelle, the mother of that white girl, who was not allowed to be Michelle's roommate, was interviewed, and she confessed how she had prevented her daughter from being a close friend of the wife of the president today. Nobody knows tomorrow. The people who neglect you today will celebrate you tomorrow. Say amen. Share to inspire others. Unquote, unquote. Okay, so
You can say amen now, Monica and Pastor Rich.
Amen.
Pastor Rich, are you still with us? Pastor Rich? Okay. Sometimes the phone
difficulty.
Okay, sometimes the phone lines do get difficulty because he is coming in from out of the country on over the phone. So we did mention that earlier. And I also want to ask you what you think about what I just read, Monica, First Lady, back in college.
Well, yes. We as Christians, we come in contact with people like this every day. We may find ourselves working with somebody that, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with in life, that they may come out and rise above their station or whatever the situation is. You don't never know who it is that you're sitting next to. You may be sitting next to the next president. You may be sitting right next to the next person that's going to be running Microsoft company or something. You never know who's the next Martha Stewart. But we have to respect each other and treat each other with love and honor each other as people, not look at color in order to determine how you're going to respond to that person in life. Now, I'm sure that if she knew Michelle Obama today, she would have nothing but the utmost respect for her. But because she was able to be who she was back then, which was during the time of racism, which we still have today, because racism is still alive and kicking in America. But the thing is, often people get wounded and hurt in life, but we just keep on moving. We keep snapping back. We can't allow it to hold us back or to deter us or hinder us in life. And I commend Michelle Obama for continuing on her journey for education and seeking forward and striving.
If I can piggyback on top of that, because of time constraints, we have to keep it to a minimum. I'm sorry. But I need on top of that topic, it's a very important topic. And if Michelle Obama was not somebody that was a studious, a stupendous, and intelligent young lady back in the day when she was in college, then why is it that the president chose her to be his wife? Then why is it that he chose her to be the first lady? Then why is it that he chose her to be the mother of his children? Then why is it that many people chose her to be on their networks and their television shows? And she sponsors a lot of people, and she goes and she encourages a lot of people. She gives speeches all over the country and out of the country. Obviously, this lady is smart, wise, intelligent, beautiful, and everything that anyone would ever want in a friend or significant other or first lady of the country and so forth, all together. So bad judgment on behalf of the person that was roommates with her. And today, Michelle Obama, First Lady, still holds true to who she is. So how much did it cost you for you to be where you are? It cost Michelle Obama to have to be moved from her room. Why should she have to be the one moved out of the room, of the dorm? You know, she's not the one that had the issue. But we all have gone through things where life didn't seem fair, where people have shunned us or put us down or talked behind our backs or take something out of context just to make us look inferior. You go through a lot. You don't just come out of the womb and you're on top of the world. No. We even have Tyler Perry, for example. He's a very famous person. He writes plays, and he graduated to the next level from writing plays to doing movies, producing, and so forth. Oprah Winfrey actually helped him along the way. You know, there was a time when he was homeless. There was a time when he was molested as a little boy growing up. And when he tried to get enough courage to tell his mother, she actually took the man back in, and it continued. So, and the same thing happened similar with Oprah Winfrey. She was molested as a little girl. She wasn't treated very, very nice. She was beaten. And she wasn't just coming out on top of the world. We all go through things that inspire us to strive to get to that next level. So we want to encourage you today, no matter what you may be going through, be it that someone's casting you out of the dorm because of the color of your skin, or in my son's case, casting him out of his school because of the color of his skin or because he's small for his age. He's going to be somebody. Or whatever you may be going through in your life. Everybody has a different story, true story to tell, and a different path that they must walk. It's up to you to walk it. And with that said, I just want to quickly read Pastor Sagar's statement that he gave me earlier. He did give me a statement in writing before, just in case for some reason he wouldn't be able to connect from Pakistan. And it says, and I'm quoting it, ladies and gentlemen, Shalom. Thanks for asking, because I did ask him what made him decide to start an orphanage. He does run an orphanage out of Pakistan. Okay, so he says, Shalom, thanks for asking. I started working with children work when I was 12 years old, then came to Rawalpindi from my village, get children training for children working. I visit to all over the areas of Pakistan, have seen a lot of poverty, poor, deserved orphanages, who are living without any help, cares for God, tells me about working for children. I started by the will of God. I believe that God will send me helpers through you, he's referring to me, our children projects, children missions, projects list, Sunday school ministry they have, orphans, educational schools and home, and skills they teach them, feed the needy children, caring, poor, disabled, street children, orphanage children, garbage children. God has put burden into my heart for children to care, and I hope you have been seeing about that, post pictures and a lot of working for children. Missionary working for self-support, you can share with the People's Friends Church. You're all very much welcome for being a part of this, working together. Be blessed and be fruitful. Amen, quote unquote. So we thank you. We're running out of time. We want you to keep a pure heart and sound mind, and the rest will follow. Our last words are tune in with us next week, same time, same station at 6:30. We see that people are tuning in over the Internet, but we'd much rather have you on the phone line 323-870-4054. And Monica, do you want to say any last words? And this is Selena.
Yes,
I want to thank you,
Mark.
Okay, you have 10 seconds.
I feel strengthened when I recognize that any situation, if we are walking in the will of God and God's favor upon our lives, are his favors when we are met with opposition. Because we are getting closer to our breakthrough. God has a breakthrough, and he has a blessing for our presence. In spite of it all, when we may be going through something, God is always in the midst. We may not know when we'll be entertaining with angels and people who are there to be a blessing upon our lives. If we treat people with the Christian love, then we will receive that in return. We'll be blessed when our going and out and our blessed in our coming in. If someone treats you bad today, treat them with kindness. Don't give them a stone. If someone gives you a stone, you give them bread. If someone tries to treat you harshly, you just do like Jesus says. When he was treated badly, he said, shake the dust from your shoes and you just move on. Don't you let it hinder or stop your praise. You keep praising your way through and you move on in the will of God upon your life. That's my word for the day, that whatever we went through in order to become who we are today, when we emerge in the knowledge of God on our lives and the will of God in our lives, we are thanking him every day, and we can say that maybe somebody's living with the will of God, or someone's living in the world and thinking that whatever they went through, how much did it cost you to be who you are today? They may be thinking, it cost me this dandy bag, but God is saying, how much did it cost you to become who you are today? Did you die to self so you can arise in life and live through God? Did you get away and shed away all the envy, the gluttony, all the sadness and the sickness and the pain and the sorrows of this world so you can live in the joy of the Lord? That's what we're talking about, living in the joy of the world, of the love of the Lord, and moving on in spite of your opposition and always praising God and giving him thanks for what we have. That's the word.
Okay. That's the word of the day. And, again, how much did it cost you to be where you are today? Are you willing to stand for God no matter what happens, no matter what people are saying about you or to you, are you willing to end up being how Jesus Christ was when he walked the earth? Are you willing, when someone slaps you across the face, to turn the other cheek and offer them the other? Are you willing to practice humility? Are you willing to practice humbleness and gratitude and faith? Are you willing to work for the Lord and not look for anything in return? How much did it cost you to be where you are? Are you willing to be a disciple? Ask yourself that question. We hope that the answer will be, I'm willing to work for the Lord no matter what. The answer for everyone today, everyone connected. One last thing I want to share with you is that the Prayer Line is a nonprofit organization in the making. We have started in 2009. I am the founder, Selena Pinkney. We have co-host Monica Pinkney. We also have hosts that tune in every morning as early as 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 5, and they are working very diligently and very hard to make sure that they're there before you even wake up or turn over to fluff your pillow, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make sure that we remember to show our support for our hosts on the Prayer Line page and for the new radio show that we've manifested into. God is blessing us. We want to give a thank you, special thank you to Sister Samantha Salters from New Jersey. She gets up and she is the one that implemented the AM devotional, the PM devotional, the daily scripture. I remember meeting her in person, and she was very delighted to see me. She's a very nice lady, loving God, loving the Lord. God's people know each other. She didn't need an invitation to the Prayer Line when she started becoming one of our hosts. She just took it by the reins and made it her own. So she is our AM and PM devotional person. I will leave you with this PM devotional that she just posted an hour ago on our page. And quote unquote, it says, "A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare." That's from Proverbs 15:1. "It's easy to say harsh words, yet so difficult to hear them. A gentle answer requires forethought and care. It is in these gentle answers where validation, empathy, and love are all conveyed and make a great impact on the receiver of these words. This is a skill that is learned over time and can arguably be an art. A challenge for the evening, take time to practice using gentle words with others. Good night," quote unquote. So that's what she posted for us today. We also want to thank Valerie from California. She is doing the Bible reading in a year. That's the project she's working on our page. So those of you that are following her, make sure you click on like for her as well, and Samantha. They do a great job. Monica does a great job. She's on the Prayer Line page as well. And by the way, Valerie Lynn Williams that I was just mentioning. Then we have Mark Miller. He does an actual internet church service blog every Sunday on our page. So thank you to Mark. We have Pastor Cheryl Brown Wilson from New York, I believe Brooklyn. Very nice lady. I met with her in person. I visited her at her church before, and she does a lot. Carolyn Blair has joined us. She keeps us with inspirational things that she posts and shares. Let us remember to keep Team Isaiah in prayer. There's some things coming up this week that are going to determine if he is going to be allowed to go home or not. So that's very important. Remember Caprice Nathaniel, originally from New York, but she's living in Waldorf, Maryland right now. She's pretty much very busy with her business and on vacationing and getting her children ready for school. So we haven't seen her lately on the Prayer Line page, but she is a part of the Prayer Line family. So keep her in prayer, and remember she is also one of our hosts. Also Lawana Mays, same thing, getting the kids ready for school. We haven't seen her lately, but she has hosted for us before, and we thank her. Did I miss anyone, Monica, for the Prayer Line hosts?
No, you better.
Okay, and Pastor Sagar, he hasn't hosted, but he's one of our affiliates that we support for donating to Pakistan Orphanage. Keep him in prayer. Pastor Richard is also one of our hosts from Nigeria, coming in from Malaysia. And Alicia just recently became a hostess, so we welcome her. And we're grateful to
everyone. That's Alicia Wakeland. Yes.
Right, Alicia Wakeland. And to everyone that tunes in. Last thing is that I would like to welcome the newcomers to the prayer line. Do you have the Facebook open with the prayer line page, Monica, to see who the newcomers are? Your names, if you can just read off the last three names on the side corner. Are you able to see that? Let me see if I can get into it. Karen Rogers, welcome. Michael DeMaria, welcome. Angela Henry, welcome. Those are the most recent members that joined. And that's basically our half-hour show. Again, this is a nonprofit. We're going to be asking donations to be able to keep things going for the prayer line, and we'll be opening up more to come. We hope helping that you pray and keep us in your prayers, that the Lord will see us through to be able to manifest. We've already proven that God is at work. We manifest off the page and into our own online radio show, and pretty soon we'll be manifesting into our own center where we can open up community services for everyone, and especially those in need, and accept donations to make it happen. So we thank you for tuning in with us again. And this will also, we're praying that we'd be able to receive more for the prayer line, so that we can have a longer show. Instead of 30 minutes, it will be an hour, okay? So let's pray and believe as brothers and sisters in Christ for that as well. Thank you for tuning in again. We will definitely post on the prayer line page and keep you all posted to let you know in advance what the next topic will be. And when you're posting, when you're going to tune in with us next week, just keep calling until you get in. Sometimes through technical difficulties, we might be a minute or two behind schedule at times, but not often. But keep calling or hold on the line until you get through. That phone line, again, is 323-870-4054. And if you're not able to call in, log in, listen in. All the shows are recorded, www.blogtalkradio.com/the prayer line. This is Selena signing off, and thank you for being a part of the prayer line. Have a blessed day. Keep a pure heart and sound mind. The rest will follow. Good night, everyone.